Hello, everyone. This is Frank Bird at WPTL Radio. Got a very special guest on the phone this morning, and several words can describe this guy. We can say country music superstar. We could say a multi award-winning artist, a legend in country music. And I tell you what, it's my pleasure to introduce you to Mr. John Conley. Hello, John. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Glad to have you here and with us on the phone. And you're going to be close here coming up this weekend over at Maggie Valley at Eagle's Nest Entertainment at 8 o'clock. Look forward to seeing your show over there.
Well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to coming that direction.
When's the last time you've been up this way, John?
Oh, it's been 2 or 3 years. I can't remember. We seemed like we do it about every other year, basically. It may have been a little longer than that, but it hadn't been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, you've been a busy guy. You just released a big classics album. Got a lot of your classics on there, and also 3 new songs. Tell us a little bit about that, and what's been going on with you lately.
Well, we've got not only the first classics that you just referred to. That's been out a few years now, and that's the first two-thirds of our hits, Rose Colored Glasses through Old School. But we now have Classics 2. We'll have copies of both of them with us when we come to see everybody, but it's the newest project. It's some of the later hits with several new songs on it as well, over half of it new material, and we'll be doing some of those new songs at the show.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you know, I mentioned to you before we went on the air here that I was in working a radio in Florida back in 78 when you released Rose Colored Glasses, and it's become, from that moment on, my all-time favorite country song. Yes, it has.
I sure appreciate that. That's saying a lot, because there have been a whole bunch of country songs since 1970.
Yeah, it sure has. I tell you, a lot of your career there. But that song really jumped your career up, didn't it?
Oh, it got me started. I mean, and the song has become a standard in music, and those are not easy to come by, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have hits sometimes, but and we've had a bunch of those, but not all of them become standards as Rose has become.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it sure has. We play it a lot here. Play a lot of your music here on Real Country, John. Tell us what else been going on with you lately.
Well, we still run up and down the road. We still do 65 or 70 shows a year on the road. And of course, I've been a member of the Grand Ole Opry now 35 years. And we'll celebrate that 35th year this coming February. So when we're home, we appear on the Opry. And, in fact, I expect we will probably be on the Opry Friday night before we come over that way.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll be watching and listening there on Friday night.
Right.
And John, I tell you, you know, you got a big farm down there in Nashville, don't you? You're an old Kentucky boy, but you still live in Nashville, right?
Yeah, I have land in both places, actually. We still have the farm I was raised on in Kentucky. And as you say, live on another here in Tennessee. So, when we finish up, I'll be jumping on a tractor here before too long and trying to, you know, get some of the old weeds down now that they've kind of been frozen out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Kind of relieve a little bit of stress, I guess, for being on the road, huh?
Sure, keeps me common. Keeps me a common man.
There you go. Well, you know, that's really the sense of your music, John. You really sing to the common man, you know, now that you bring that up. And I think that's a big plus why your career has been so big, because you really sing to the common person.
Well, that's what I relate to. It's the way I was raised. It's the way I still live and the way I think, basically.
And,
so, you know, it's a natural thing for me to do. It's not a game plan as such, career-wise. It's just the way I am.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it really comes out in your music, that's for sure. John, what's coming up in your future here? You know, you've been out on the road. You've got this Classics 2 album out. What's next?
Well, we're going to do Classics 3, and that'll be the final one, I suppose, because that will by then we will have gotten all of the hits out. Of the 30 or so we've had, and it'll have new music on it as well. Our actual plan was to just do a second Classics and have it all combined, but we kept finding new songs that I wanted to do, so we split it up into two projects. After that, I'm hoping to do another gospel project. We've done one. Kind of the way I think and the focus in my mind these days is along the gospel music side. For a lot of reasons, I love that music, but also I'm convinced that our country and our world think we're down to a point where if we don't turn back to our Creator in a big way soon, we're in more trouble than we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to try to spread that word as much as I can, and hopefully turn some folks around a little bit.
Well, you know, it's like my mom. You know, she said when she would go to church, it didn't matter what the preacher said. The music really got her into everything, and I think that for you, that would be a great vehicle into the gospel. You know, we play your gospel album here, by the way. I love the old Rugged Cross and This Old House. Got a whole bunch of classics on it.
It does. It's and I love those old songs. In fact, at the church that I go to here in Nashville, I'm involved in the music for the Prime Life group, the seniors, and we do a lot of those old songs every Sunday between services. And I enjoy doing that, and so do the folks.
All right, well, we'll be looking out for that other classics and also a new gospel album from you. John, you're going to be up in Maggie Valley at Eagle's Nest Entertainment Saturday at 8 o'clock. Folks, ticket prices there, $25, 926-5000. Call that number for ticket information. And, John, we're going to have to end this year. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you so much. I feel excited because I love your music so much, and I've never got a chance to talk to you till today.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope you come to the show, and we'll investigate almost, not all, but most of the hits we've had over the years, and of course, again, the new stuff. So we're looking forward to it, and hope everybody will come join us.
All right. Well, thank you, John. John Conley calling from down in Nashville. John, you have a super day, and we'll look forward to seeing you there on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.